of this recording, Arkansas 31, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. So, my story about lightning. When I was about 5 years old, and we still lived in Paragould, and my uncle, who was an alcoholic, but he was a very cool alcoholic, like he was a woodworker and he knew how to do so many things. And he was coming over for dinner one night, and as my mom was getting dinner ready, and it was lightning like crazy outside, and he took us out, and we were kind of afraid. I can remember being a little bit afraid, but he took us out in the front yard, and he was telling us about the weather and that we didn't have to be afraid because it was way far over there, and you could see it was just lighting up the sky. And so we went in and we ate dinner, and it got stormier and stormier. And I went in and laid down on the couch. I was, you know, like they were still sitting at the table. Laid down on the couch and fell asleep. And our house got struck by lightning. And my father freaked out because the TV blew up. We'd just gotten a TV, had not had a TV before that. And like all these things, like just, it hit the house. The house got hit. And my father was afraid because I had fallen asleep on the couch. He thought I was dead. And my mom came running in there like I was fine. Everything was fine. Okay, fast forward to when I was living in Little Rock. We're living in a house that I was there with my 3 daughters. And all of a sudden, the skies turns weird color. And I could just feel like there was a storm coming, and my kids were on the electronics. One was running a vacuum cleaner, the TV was going, and lo and behold, like I just screamed, "Get away from everything." You could just, like, the sky was green. It felt weird. I could feel the hair on my arms standing up. And just as I got them all down into the room, lightning hit that house, caught the house on fire. The animals were all caught in the house. Like, I'm trying to catch cats, throwing the kids out the door, tell the neighbor to call, you know, the fire department, whatever. Fast forward a few years, when I moved to North Little Rock, And like I'm caught in this storm trying to get from the grocery store to the back to the house, and it's like 3 minutes from the house. So I know this storm is like just right above our house. And I hear like this kaboom lightning. I get to my house like 30 seconds later, and lightning has hit my house again for the third time, three times in my life.